Next, a look at the economic legacy for Wilmington. Tom Keith is grandson of 1898 Alderman B.F. Keith.
This was about power. They didn't really care that they were black. This was about money. We're in a depression. If we don't get power back, we cannot control who gets the road contract. We cannot control who gets the ferry contract for Wilmington. We can't control who gets the waterworks contract. It was all about money.
In the 33 years following the Civil War, blacks were able to amass businesses, approximately 120 businesses in Wilmington alone.
Kenneth Davis of Carolina's Heritage Tourism Network and the 1898 Centennial Foundation.
So blacks were making substantial inroads.
The giving of nearly all employment to Negro laborers has been against the best interests of this county and city.
Excerpts from the 1898 White Declaration of Independence, originally read by Colonel Alfred Moore Waddell.
At least 50,000 inhabitants. Fifth, that we propose in the future to give to white men a large part of the employment heretofore given to Negroes.
So many Negro employees refused to return to their former white employers that the 1899 legislature enacted a vagrancy statute for Wilmington.
Historian Ray Gavins of Duke University.
A coercive measure to force Negroes into white employment.
Where would we be today if the black artisans in Wilmington had continued to prosper?
Would Thomas C. Miller have thrived over 100 years had his business been allowed to grow unimpeded by violence and by legislative enactments and all these other things that have been designed to prevent black people from achieving the American dream?
They would not have one-tenth the capital of white Americans. They would have an equal amount of capital. They would not be 65% of our prison population, not because they're black, but because they're poor.
Tom Keith, district attorney for the state of North Carolina, and Kenneth Davis.
The playing field is not level. The person that designed the playing field still controls the playing field. The big guy is the big guy because he took advantage of a situation.
George Roundtree III.
The 20th century struggle in this country is between those who have stakes in society and those who don't. And the challenge of this country of abundance is to give everyone who is mentally capable the opportunity to be better than everybody else in a particular field.
When you talk about reparations, it creates a lot of hostility. What I would like to see in Wilmington is investment in the African-American community in terms of creating jobs and opportunity, particularly entrepreneurial opportunities for disadvantaged blacks.
I was amazed to find out from black business leaders that they felt that they had an uphill battle to be included in the business activities or to develop a small business of their own.
Hugh McRae II.
It's hard to make a success in this world. Competition is fierce. And often I think the white businessman, because for generations he's been more involved, if he runs into difficulties, he just says, well, I'm running into difficulties and that's the way the world is. I think so often the black businessman might say, I'm running into difficulties and it's because I'm black. And maybe you read too much into this that it's because you're black.